Well, it means that if they get into a sort of a profit-making situation, that the profits that they make go back into the community. It could be education, it could be water. Like, there are many different ways that it would get spent, but in guaranteeing a fair price and enabling them to improve their situation within the community as well.
But not only that, I mean, when you look around the shop, you see an awful lot of very interesting things. I mean, things that would be very desirable as Christmas presents. Do you have any examples of things that you might be bringing in particular that you're promoting for Christmas?
Well, in relation to gifts, there's, you know, many, many things. There's all sorts. There is definitely something here for everybody. And for those of us that have everything, there's also Unwrapped, which is a gift that you buy, that we give to somebody in the developing world. It could be a cow or a goat or buckets, to name a couple of them. But like, there's a range of 23 different gifts in the Unwrapped catalogue, and we'd like you to very much buy them too.
Do you think people might be a bit disappointed to get maybe, you know, a goat in Africa? Would they feel maybe that it was a bit of a cop-out?
Well, I don't know. I think if you do it with a sense of humour, you can have great fun with it. You know, if somebody's having a leaky roof or something, give them some buckets. Like, there are options there to have fun, you know, and use your sense of humour as well.
What kind of people do you get coming into the shop?
I would say it's pretty much anyone and everyone. And once people discover us, they tend to come again because they realise that it really does make a difference. Like, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but it's the thing about fair trade that really means more than anything to me, is knowing that in doing what I do for Oxfam, I make a difference in the developing world every day. There are very few people that can say that about their jobs.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Barbara. I'm going to go into the shop now and have a chat with a couple of customers and see what they're about. I'm talking with Eileen now. Tell us what you're after buying.
I'm in here buying some things for Christmas, mostly things for Christmas. I've also bought a small linen basket just for the house. I always come in to buy my cards, Christmas crackers, and also stocking fillers. You know, they have such nice candles and boxes and jewellery.
Would you go out of your way to come to Oxfam?
Well, yes, I do go out of my way to come to Oxfam because I like to support them. But having said that, the quality of the products are so good, it's actually worth coming to Oxfam whether you support them or not.
Well, I'm in Oxfam again. I'm talking to Eric Nolan, and I see now he's just after buying a didgeridoo. Eric, can you just tell me why you bought that?
It's just a particular instrument that I'd like to learn how to play, and because what I play the guitar, and it's an unusual instrument, so I just heard that they sell them in here, and I thought I'd purchase one.
And would you normally come into Oxfam, or is it just that you're looking for the didgeridoo?
Not really, no. It's just for the didgeridoo itself, but I know that Oxfam is, you know, trying to get their money up and get things done for the likes of Sri Lanka and other things like that, you know, so every little helps.
And where are you going to learn to play the didgeridoo? Is there anywhere in Ireland that they teach it?
Not really, I think it's just self-learning, so a lot of practice and a lot of reading.
Well, best of luck with it.
Thanks a lot.
So, the three of you are in here doing shopping for Christmas. Why did you come into Oxfam?
Oh, because my mum has always come into Oxfam because they do lovely Christmas cards and they do lovely food for Christmas and stuff like that, and it's all fair trade, so that's always the reason why I come in here, and they do lovely jewellery as well.
Well, this is actually my first time being in a shop like this, but like, I've heard great things about it from Eleanor and stuff. I'm looking forward to looking around and see what they have because it looks gorgeous, like, from the window.
Would you come back?
Definitely, yeah.
This is my first time being here as well, and I heard about it from Eleanor, and I think it's really, really nice, the handmade stuff. It just looks really, really, really pretty. Yeah.
So, Eleanor, you're recruiting people.
Yeah. Even wearing the earrings I got here last time. I don't know, they do lovely jewellery, and it's all goes towards, it's like fair trade, and that's very important, like, this time, like, of everything those countries have been through, a bit of time we're doing something proper for them.